Extra. Extreme Bits. This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
Yeah, it's Extreme Bits Radio Show, Adobe Radio. Welcome to the big show. We have Jason here. There he is. And Chris is here.
Hey.
And welcome to the big show. It's a Friday night, whenever you're listening to this, or whatever day of the week it is for you. And we have a big show. Big show. We're going to talk to a band from Japan. Which should be interesting. I guess Japanese bands, like the type of music that Adobe plays is huge in Japan. And they emailed us. They wanted to be on the show. Are you okay with that, Chris?
No, I'm not, actually.
That's because you're a racist, but we'll let you settle that with them when they're on the show.
All right, sounds good.
Jason's just being quiet over there and smiling. I think he thinks this is funny if he doesn't say anything.
I think it's funnier than what he usually says.
That's some great radio if he just doesn't say anything, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it helps us, but for a change it isn't hurting us.
Well, we can always make him talk when we want him to.
Hey everybody, I'm causing some trouble.
Yeah. I think everything we need from Jason's already on the soundboard.
I don't like fish. But I like fish sticks.
Oh, Jason, is there anything you won't say?
Oh, man. Jason, what did you think about the Obama, Obama killing Osama?
I don't like fish, but I like fish sticks.
What does that mean? That doesn't make any sense. You're so unpredictable.
But at the same time, I think that's a very valid point.
Perhaps.
You? Yeah. Don't you think that's a good point?
No. No, I don't. I was going to lie, but nah.
You're not going to lie?
No.
So somebody a couple days ago thought that they would steal my patio furniture, which is awesome.
Well, that's what you get when you live half a block from the homeless shelter.
That's what I figure a homeless guy did it. And what was even weirder is that I was sleeping on the couch that's by the door that night, and I didn't hear a damn thing. So it was like ninja homeless people. They stole my fucking chairs. They didn't take anything else. I actually had a couple pillows out there too because they were just washed like 3 days ago. They were dry and everything, but they didn't take the pillows. They were like they just took the chairs.
Maybe the Foot Clan has moved into Denver. They're branching out.
I don't know.
Welcome to the big show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there's Jason. Thanks for ushering that in.
Yeah.
You're ushering the audience into the show.
Yeah, well, now we can officially start now that I'm talking.
Oh. Okay, great. Yeah, because we haven't started yet.
Thank God.
It isn't a show without Jason.
That's true.
But you were already here.
I don't like fish, but I like fish sticks.
I hold true to that statement. I don't know about you guys, but...
What about a nice salmon filet?
That's not sticks.
All right, so you don't like it.
No.
What about shrimp? You're not a shrimp guy?
Is
either?
That fish?
It's a crustacean.
Is a crustacean a fish?
Is that what they mean by shellfish? Yes. Like that and lobsters? Yeah. Or are they just talking like clams and oysters?
No.
What do you know about clams, Chris?
I know they're delicious.
What about crabs? What do you know about crabs?
You get a little of that red sauce with them?
Ew.
You know, I got to be honest. I've never actually had a lobster. Like
what?
Cracking it open.
You've never been to the Red Lobster and gotten a Red Lobster?
No.
I'd never had a lobster either.
What
the fuck?
It's pretty
barbaric, man.
Well, you just don't want to think about how they killed it. And I actually saw Julia Child once kill one with a knife, like just like chop it right down the center when it was still alive.
Aren't you supposed to boil them?
Yeah, but she's like, oh, this is much faster.
Why? My question is, why? Who's Julia Child and why are you watching her?
You know who Julia Child is?
No.
How can you be an American and not know that?
I'm sorry.
You're not American.
Haven't we talked about Julia Child many times on this show? I feel like she's come up many times.
I think that's in your dreams. Oh, who is she? She's like a chef?
Yeah, she's a famous... She's dead.
She's like
like the 60s.
The first person to do like the cooking
the
show on
cooking
TV.
Show, yeah.
Oh, you have like Emeril.
Well, yeah, yeah.
She started that in the
50s. There's a wonder why I've never heard of her.
Because you're strictly an Emeril guy.
Well, it's a very famous... She's very famous. I mean, JFK was alive in the 60s, but you probably heard of him. See, Jason doesn't know anything after his birth.
No, no. So you're comparing...
History hasn't happened for Jason.
You're comparing Julia Child to JFK.
In terms of fame.
In terms of fame, you're comparing the two.
I'm saying there's
I'm pretty sure I can open up a history book and there's no mention of her.
I bet there is, actually.
I bet there's not. And I will,
as far as women
I will
go,
put money
if you
down.
Go into the women's suffrage and women's movement...
Okay, so now she's...
She played a key role in that.
Look, just because I'm comparing the two doesn't mean that she's going to come out on top in that comparison. But yeah, I'm comparing them.
There's other people from the 60s that were somewhat famous like her that you've never heard of. I have no idea who they are, but... I know they're there. I know they're there.
Touché.
I wouldn't compare them to JFK.
Like that one guy from St. Louis in the 60s. I've never heard of him.
I'm saying famous, like an actor or someone. I'm sure you haven't heard a lot of actors from then.
Well, let's go to fourth opinion, because we could just go in circles here. Let's ask our manager if she's ever heard of Julia Child.
Yeah, because she'll really help.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, what?
Have you heard of Julia Child before?
Please say no.
Yeah.
Damn it! Would you say that Julia Child is more famous, just as famous, or less famous than JFK?
God. Less famous.
Oh, thank you.
I was willing to concede that anyway.
Chris, I don't know. I think you have a point. I would say that they have the exact same fame level.
God, you guys are idiots.
No, I don't think so. But I'm saying I'm saying she's approaching that. She's pretty well known.
One's a president that was assassinated. One's someone cooked on TV.
But if
they're approaching each other.
If you walk down the street and ask like teenagers, who's the president, who's the vice president, I bet 50% can't even answer that.
What does that have to do with what we're talking
about? You can't
about?
Just pull statistics out of your ass and it's true, Eddie.
I'm trying to be more Republican-like.
Touché.
All right? If you just throw numbers at people, they get thrown off.
Everybody knows that 78% of Republicans just make shit up.
Oh.
Chris, 62% of the time you are wrong.
Well,
that's pretty good. That's better than politicians' record.
My statistics show that 89% of the time I'm right.
Crystal is hi, Crystal.
Hi.
I forgot you're on the phone. So you have a celebrity sighting or two you want to give us later on in the show, right?
Yes, I have several, and I just have another one from today, actually.
Okay, let's tease that, and we'll get to that later on in the show.
Why would we call her back? Why wouldn't we just get to it now?
Because we're teasing it.
Teasing.
Eddie, you're always about the foreplay. You're like a woman. Yeah.
He's mind-fucking our listeners.
Crystal, go ahead and tickle my balls.
I'll leave that to your girlfriend.
Well, she's not here, so...
He meant that metaphorically, Crystal. God.
Can I ask Crystal
a
question?
Don't be so uptight.
Yeah, Crystal. Jeez, did you really want to tickle him or something?
She sounded like she did.
She's like, oh, I would, but you have a girlfriend.
Crystal, do you like tickling balls?
That's a yes.
That's a yeah.
Do you go, ka-chi-ka-chi-go? Ka-chi-ka-chi-go?
You enjoy it.
Oh. I don't go gucci-gucci-goo.
Well, maybe you
thank
should.
God, what? Maybe you should.
Yeah, you heard me.
Freak.
Don't be so uptight. I'm surrounded by two uptight guys.
He also wears a diaper and has a little bib on and a pacifier. And he's like, mama, mama.
Look, man, you know.
Gucci, Gucci, goo.
How do you know you don't like it until you've tried it?
Dude, I don't know if I want to wear a diaper, a bib, and a fucking pacifier.
Exactly. You don't know.
Well,
you don't know. So you got to go and you got to find out.
Yes, you got. Well, are you a ball fondler there, Crystal? Generally speaking.
Well, at what point do you feel like it's necessary to fondle the balls?
Well, is she a ball fondler first?
No, she is. We established that.
Okay.
Do you just try and ignore the balls, like the penis is too ugly?
She has like four questions floating in front of her right now, like a giant cock.
Well, she only has one interesting question, which was mine.
Let her have the floor.
To talk about penises way too much.
Okay, answer the question. We're talking about balls.
I said balls.
We're not talking about penises.
Get your mind straight.
We're talking about balls, testicles.
I don't know. I was always told never to ignore the balls.
And?
You always do what you're told?
What do you do when you give head? Do you like to fondle the balls? Are you one of those chicks?
Yeah, it's only polite, right?
Yes, it is.
Bravo.
Bravo.
That's very classy, Crystal.
Yes.
You can't leave them out.
Yeah.
No.
Balls have feelings, too.
Thank you.
You're the Julia.
That's very considerate of you.
You're the Julia Child of ball fondling.
She does it on TV.
She's really old and has brittle fingers. And
what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to. She's a master.
She's always slathering butter on them.
Correlation there. There's none.
Oh, we got to have butter on the balls.
So can we go back? So when did you see this Julia Child video of her making a lobster, Eddie?
Well, there was my girlfriend was watching a documentary on Julia Child.
Oh God.
And there's also, wow, it was just on in the background.
Uh-huh,
if somebody's going to be cutting a live lobster, you're not going to watch that? Right?
Well, I'm not going to watch it.
Why would I care?
Because it's interesting.
It's sick.
How's that interesting?
You wouldn't want to, would you do that?
Cut a, yeah.
You would do that. You would cut a lobster in half.
Yeah.
That's alive still.
Yeah.
You're crawling around.
Have you ever gutted a fish?
Yeah, but they're pretty much dead by the time you
cut them. Are they?
Well, yeah. I don't know what kind of fishing trips you go on with your uncle on the boat in the middle of the lake, but you know,
Why did you have to
insinuate that Jason's uncle is a pedophile? There, did you have to do that?
That
seemed unnecessary.
I didn't even think that was.
That's where he was going with that.
He just stopped. He paused.
He was implying it.
I didn't say
there was
anything
no
about
implication. It didn't even. It was saying, "Yeah, you go fishing on a boat with your uncle."
I said nothing about being a pedophile, Chris.
That's why it wasn't funny. If he would have said something about, did he touch you inappropriately?
Or maybe
it was implied.
It would have been more funny.
It was implied. Maybe it was there.
Maybe there's some humor and subtlety.
Notice how Eddie hasn't denied it. He's just saying, I didn't mention anything
about
it.
Well, I know what he was trying to, you know, say, but without saying, but it just was a horrible, horrible play.
All right. Crystal, has your uncle touched you before?
Wow.
No.
Whoa.
Chris, this is out of Chris's book right here, these types of questions. Is this how you...
I asked mine sarcastically in a Dr. Freud voice. I was making fun of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Well, I'm making fun of Dr. Phil.
How does his voice sound again?
Tell me. Has your uncle ever molested you when you were a child?
I don't think you used that voice when you were interviewing the band.
No, you didn't.
Not even close.
No, I didn't use that voice.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I said earlier we were doing like a psychological profile. We mentioned something like that.
You were more like,
why are we going back there? Like, you know, that's ancient history.
All right, let's move forward.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just spinning our wheels here.
I feel like you're spinning your wheels, you son of a bitch.
Language? Language?
Anger. Crystal,
just because your bones are brittle and you broke your foot, you don't have to take it out on all of us.
Maybe I do.
What?
I broke my ankle a month ago.
Tripping or falling off a curb
or something. I don't I got blackout drunk and I woke up in the emergency room in Denver General with a broken ankle.
Just like Crystal's every weekend, right?
Yeah, I have a broken weekend. Ankle every other weekend.
Damn, that's rough.
Drink some calcium. Milk.
Eat meat.
I'm too busy drinking Sailor Jerry to fit any in.
How do you not get tired of that shit? I just want to know.
It's 90 proof.
Sailor Jerry's pretty tasty.
That's what you broke your ankle on with Sailor Jerry, wasn't it?
I don't know what it was. I had a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, he did have
Sailor's your best friend until something bad happens.
Bad stuff has happened. He's still my best friend.
After the bad stuff, that's how you get through the bad stuff, is drinking the Sailor. It's a vicious cycle.
It's called alcoholism.
It's an awesome cycle.
Ah, yes, one of the many classic prank calls we've done here on Extreme Bits. That's Judge Judy calling an electronics store.
I love Judge Judy.
Don't you?
What a cunt.
Oh, wow. The C word. Chris, really, you had to go there with the C word?
Yeah,
why,
I did.
Why is that word cunt so offensive, by the way? Like, isn't it just like...
It's cut with an N in it.
Well, have you guys ever realized that that chicks think that that is like the worst word of all time?
Yeah, I know that.
Not, it's not I the thought slang. It was bitch. Like, if you actually call
it's
them
the
bitch.
Word, yeah.
I mean, cunt is just another slang word for vagina. I mean, you have pussy out there, you have box, you have hoo-ha.
Snatch.
Cooch pit. I mean, like, why is...
Cooch pit.
Cooch pit. Cooch? Did we already say cooch?
Well, he said cooch pit.
Yeah, I was making... I was clarifying if we already said cooch because he couldn't say cooch pit.
Well, when you're a pilot, you go into the cooch pit.
Twat.
Twat.
So why is cunt...
Do we say
so fun
box?
You guys don't know why cunt is so terrible? Maybe we can get to the bottom of that at some point. Figure that out.
It does seem bad, though.
Well, I mean, so does the word fuck, but we all know that
what? That seems bad. I thought bitch was worse. I mean, if you called a girl a bitch and not...
No, see, cunt is way worse.
Yeah,
cunt. I guess I never, it's not my vocabulary, I guess. I don't really say the word cunt.
Oh, yeah, because of your strict religious upbringing, you're so much, I forgot just, Jason's better than us, morally.
Okay, listen to what I fucking said, dickweed. I said I just don't use the word cunt.
Hello?
I don't either.
Hello, hey. Stream, hello.
Hey.
We have Alex on the line.
Who's Alex?
He's from the... He's from the band in Japan we're talking to.
Oh,
tonight.
Alex!
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
Yornisha is the name of the band, correct?
Yep, that's right.
And you're... Sorry about the language there.
No problem.
We do have some X-rated language, so...
I'm going to get right into this interview. Alex, do you use the word cunt ever?
Yeah, it's like every day, right?
Yeah, it's an everyday word for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't.
Cunt and it ends with cunt, so.
So you're in Japan right now. Where we're broadcasting, it is about 8 o'clock at night, and where you are about 11 a.m. in the morning. Is that correct? The next day.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. in the morning right now.
Which is pretty amazing.
Have you started drinking? Do you start drinking at 11?
Yeah, it's my wake-up drink.
Nice. Right. Good man.
Well, cheers to you, sir. I hear in Japan you can go to a vending machine on any street corner and buy booze. Is that true?
You can. You can actually go to any vending machine, and you don't need any ID at all. And you could just, like, you know, drop in a couple coins and buy your beer. So
really,
yeah.
Do you guys have vending? I hear you guys have vending machines for everything, even panties.
What about blow up dolls? Chris really needs a girlfriend.
I mean, we have vending machines for condoms here too.
Oh, we have that here.
Yeah, we have those.
Oh, you have
bathrooms.
That there?
Yeah.
Yeah. 75 cents. You have fun all night.
Now,
they're vending machines for fruit, and they're vending machines for, like, actually merchandise and, like, you know, all these women products too.
Don't you have a vending machine for bicycles too?
I don't think so.
Really? Well, I thought there was one where you could get it and it would let you rent a bike out after you.
Well, I don't think that's really a vending machine, but we got that here in Denver, dude.
Yeah, but
this is actually a better system than just leaving them outside. They're like enclosed. Yeah, it's a whole
You assemble process. It once it comes out.
It's a whole deal. You guys don't understand.
Well, they even have vending machines for vending machines.
Oh, really?
Vending machines for vending machines?
Yeah, right. That's what I read in Entertainment Weekly. I don't know.
He's an avid reader of Entertainment Weekly.
So, Alex, your band, Yornisha, all right?
Yeah.
I'm saying that correctly, right?
Yeah, it's Japanese, so I don't think you really pronounce it in English, but it's like, yeah, Yornisha.
Yornisha. So that's how you would say it? Yornisha.
How do you say it in Japanese, then?
Japanese is Yornisha.
Yornisha.
No, you have to go up on the A.
Yornisha. Yeah.
Yornisha.
There's no A, is there? Except at the end?
Yeah.
Well, it's an I don't know if it's an A, but it's an
And everybody in the band is from Japan?
Japan.
Correct?
Yeah.
And where in Japan do you guys live?
Exactly. We live in Tokyo and Chiba.
Okay, very cool. And have you guys always lived there, or did you live anywhere else and then move there, or what?
Actually, I was born in Hawaii, and I moved around in Japan and ended up in Tokyo. And the bassist, he used to live in North Carolina.
Oh, huh. So you guys are Americans.
The bassist is Japanese, but he moved to America, and he lived there for like 7 years, and then he came back to Japan.
Because I'm like, this Japanese guy has no accent at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
remarkable.
Yeah.
So you I mean,
that's yeah. so stereotypical of you, Chris. God.
Sorry.
You get Rosetta Stone and learn English, damn it.
Rosetta Stone.
Do you know Japanese? I would assume that you have to know at least quite a bit.
Are you sure that's the question you want to go with, Eddie?
Do you know Japanese? You live, dude.
Do you like my question?
I'll let you retract it if you feel all like right, maybe you could do better.
I would assume you know at least quite a lot.
Well, fortunately, I know, yeah, a lot of Japanese, so it works out pretty well, but...
It's not like you're Spanish anywhere. You are know there, uno mas cerveza. That's all you know.
Are there a lot of? Are there a lot of? I read there's online. There's a lot of Japanese in Japan.
Online,
a the lot. Internet. Wikipedia. The internet. You might not have that there.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, we have Wikipedia and everything, and internet's Japanese.
You do have Japanese internets?
Yeah, I mean it's google.jp or something. It's not .com, so.
So you guys don't have .com, it's all .jp.
Like most of the time if you just turn on your computer and look up stuff, it'll be in Japanese because it's like automatically templated to go to a .jp site instead of the .com.
Isn't that a little racist?
Maybe.
How's that racist? What are you talking about?
Do they have I have a real question. So I don't know if you've seen it. But I watched the Karate Kid, the new one with the little Smith kid, Will Smith's kid, and Jackie Chan. And he was trying to watch like TV and it was all in Japanese. Is that true?
Yeah. TV is all in Japanese and the shows are just like fucking boring over here.
Is it like Pokemon?
They have Pokemon too. It starts at like 7 o'clock or I think maybe earlier. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, is it it's 7 o'clock at night? So it's kind of like our Wheel of Fortune here in America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's cool.
I have a question for you.
sure.
Oh, shit.
Remember that
a real
one
question?
Well, yeah, real question. This is a real question.
Real, real question.
Remember that one scene in Ghostbusters where the giant marshmallow man was walking through the city and terrorizing the whole city?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the guy, like Japanese guy comes up and talks about Godzilla, right?
I think you made that part up.
I don't think that happened.
I don't remember asking you about that.
I think you're assuming.
So answer the question, please.
What's the question?
You asked it.
Is that a yes or a no?
That's yes.
All right. That's
weird.
Good. That's good
weird.
Stuff.
That's weird.
All right. Why don't you tell us about your band a little bit? Just okay. for a minute, though, and then we're going to get back to the stupid shit. Because that's our MO. That's how we roll.
That's awesome. Okay. Our band is a pop punk band in Japan. And
that's
we
not the name,
had
though.
Our CD released. It's a first EP out. It came out last year. And we toured around Japan. We had like 100 concerts last year. We toured around with a lot of bands from Hopeless Records there.
Oh, cool.
And we were in the same CD with like the Wonder Years and We Are the In Crowd, All Time Low, 4 Years Strong, and stuff like that.
Cool.
There's not much to tell, I guess.
Well, what made you want to bring that sound of music to Japan in your own style? Because I know that it is actually kind of big in Japan. You got Zebrahead that's huge over there, and a few other bands that sound like Blink-182. You guys do sound a little bit like Blink-182, but you have your own style, of course. But what made you want to continue that sound in your own way? Is there a lot of Asian trim in the equation?
There are a lot of foreign bands that come to Japan, like pop punk bands, and they're actually pretty big, you know, like bands influenced from Blink-182, Newfound Glory. But in Japan itself, there aren't that many bands that have that kind of sound. So we're trying to establish a more pop punk culture in Japan, actually.
So you're in it for the whole movement. You want to create a movement.
I think our movement happened like a decade ago. Here in America, this pop punk and...
That'd be like a decade and a half ago.
No.
What are you talking about? Blink-182, that was like 97, 98.
No.
97?
No, yeah. Was it?
What year is it?
Yeah.
What year is it?
2011.
Ah, shit. I keep forgetting we're there. I feel like it's 2007 still.
I know what you mean. I wake up and think it's still 2000 or something.
Yeah. Like, damn it. Really? Double digits already in the 2000s? Really? Come on.
What's going on?
So do you guys sing in, or what do you play in the band? Or did you say you're the lead singer?
Yeah, I'm the lead singer.
So do you sing your lyrics in Japanese or English?
English. Oh, it's all in English.
Oh, okay.
Well, Chris, I'm glad you asked that question. Why don't we play It's All Downhill? This is from the band Yornisha.
Yornisha, yeah.
Yornisha.
All right, here we go. They're Japanese. Well, they're not Japanese, but they're a Japanese band living in Japan, and somebody in the band is Japanese, but not all of them.
Wow, that was confusing.
Wait. Let me get. Is Alex Japanese?
No.
Or does he live in Japan?
No. Actually, I'm Japanese soon. All the members are Japanese.
Well, you were born in America, so you're American.
I'm American too. I have dual citizenship, yeah.
Oh, so you're. So,
bullshit. So choose one, bitch.
USA. USA.
All right, Alex, hang on. We have Alex via Skype. Very cool band. Yornisha. Here we go. So it's all downhill.
And you're laughing out loud in your favorite dreams. You open your eyes wide and think about the stupidest things. Do you really think it's me? Unless you're shouting out loud and there's no good reason for you walking out now from the things that you saw. As you open your eyes wide and think about the stupidest things. Downhill, I never wanna waste my time. I never wanna waste my thoughts on this pretentious world. I need somebody to change it, or please just help me find it. I know it's somewhere out there. It's not just all downhill now. In a rough, rough the world with your sinister smile. Stop the world from its typical style. Is it all downhill and it's critical power? I need you need someone to rough, rough the world with your sinister smile. Stop the world from its typical style. Is it all downhill and it's critical power? I need you need someone to rough, rough the world in a visible style. Stop the world with your critical time. Is it all downhill?
It is all downhill. That's what you just heard from the band.
I dig
Yornisha.
It.
Yornisha.
I dig that.
Alex on the phone. He is the singer. What's up, Alex?
Stop interrupting.
How's it going?
I guess he's on the phone.
I dig
Skyped.
It, Alex. I dig it. I dig your sound.
Thanks, man.
I dig what you're bringing.
Thanks. It means a lot.
You are. I know that you're a big fan of Adobe Radio, and that's why you submitted to the station. Is Adobe big in Japan?
Actually, not that many people know about it, but I'm getting there. I'm trying to get everyone to listen to it.
Yeah, tell everybody you know to start listening to this station, because why not? I think it would be big over there.
I know, and it's so easy, too. You just go to the page and click play. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
That's what we strive for, is ease of use and, you know,
now, Alex, good music. Since you're a fan of Adobe, have you ever listened to our show?
I actually have, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Which show? Do you remember anything that happened that you thought was either A, funny, B, stupid, or C, that fucking sucked?
Or D, very offensive.
Yeah, any of that? Any ringing bells there?
Well, I'll take away the, you know, that fucking sucked and all of the above is probably it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very diplomatic.
So offensive, funny. can we put informative? I feel like we should put like a fun fact every show so we can use that word as well.
Maybe we should start
informative.
Doing that.
Fun fact number one. Japan is a country located off the east coast of China.
In fact, if you live in Alaska, you can pretty much see it from where you live.
Yeah. If you live in Alaska, you can pretty much see everything from where you live.
Because, yeah, it's the top of the earth, man.
Yeah.
What about Australia?
Yeah.
Or Antarctica?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Got ya.
Alex, how can people find out more about your band? I went to your website, and it's all in Japanese, so I didn't have any information on you guys.
Uh-huh.
Where do English-speaking people go? Is there a place they can go to hear your music and learn more about you?
We actually have a Facebook page, and we use that as a homepage for, like, you know, an English platform.
Okay.
Which
is, how do you get that? Go ahead and give it a plug.
We actually just go www.facebook.com and then Yonanisha at the end is the URL.
Can you spell that for some of our slower, retarded listeners?
And Jason.
Retarded people. It's Yonrinsha. That's Yonanisha.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Yeah, good question. I mean, in Japanese, it's actually something with four wheels.
Oh, so it's like a vehicle, like a motor vehicle.
Yeah, no. And we skate and we, you know, we drive. We all the members met on a bus at the beginning, too, so that's how it started out.
A bus to where?
We were actually going to like a camp in our university. It was like a required thing that we had to attend.
Mm.
All right. Then you guys stuck with that. You guys made a name that related to how you guys met.
Yep. And also we went like each of the members individually to like, you know, act in the band as like a wheel. So, you know, we can't move without each other trying our best and our doing our individual work.
Whoa, there's a lot of thought into this, and that's rare these days.
Usually bands are like, well, poop sauce on a stick sounded good, so we went for it.
It's rare to find someone who, you know, a band that's a little more deeper than... Yeah, exactly.
What also
poop shit on a stick.
I think this is the first time we've ever asked a band what their band's name means, and they say, well, that's a great question. Because usually they get that all the time. I gotta say,
or their name sucks and it's obvious what it means.
And they're like, I'm tired of hearing that question.
Tampons. I mean, tampons. What does that mean? You know what it means.
Yeah, it's deep, right?
It's deep. Yeah, very, there you go.
Yeah, very deep. The blood runs thick through this band.
Yeah. It involves a cunt.
Oh, God. There we are. Back to that word.
Hey, what's cunt in Japanese? Is there a Japanese equivalent for that?
Yeah, there is. It's called manko.
Manko.
Oh, that's a little more classy than
Chris. I'm going to start calling women that.
Chris, hey, manko, you're a giant come manko. Over here.
Your mom's a monk. No, I can't say it.
For all of our Japanese listeners, you're listening to Manko Radio.
It sounds like Mongolian almost to me, though.
Yeah, it sounds like a racial slur in English, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, Alex, are you guys touring in other countries, or are you just staying in Japan?
Actually, we're in Japan right now. We haven't gotten the chance to get out of Japan, and we're really trying right now to, like, you know, get people to listen to us outside of Japan, so we can actually tour in countries outside of Japan, yeah.
Well, we're going to add you to the IW Radio station playlist.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
That is so cool.
And we appreciate you reaching out and being a big fan of the station, and you have good music, so it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, we've become fans of
and
yours.
And you're a cool guy, so, you know, it's all good.
We got to do like a diary, like a band diary or something, where once a month Alex gives us a call, or we talk to him once a month on the show and catch up and see what's going on and the progress his band's making.
I like that.
That'd be cool.
Would you be down for that, Alex? We'll give you We'll give you some a little platform here on the show if you want to check in with us from time to time.
That would be so cool because right now we're trying to get as much exposure as we can. And it's really hard to get, you know, or try to reach out to people from Japan because it's so secluded from all the other, you know, cultures and all the foreign countries for some reason.
Yeah. Now, so if you do this, I'm not guaranteeing it's going to be good for you. It could be detrimental, but hey, we're going to reach out and try.
No problem. I'll start off with my beer and, you know, cunt of the word day or something.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Alex. Well, it was nice talking to you, and I hope more people find out about your band, your Nisha. You can find them on Facebook and or Google them YONRI and S. Just
Jesus, that's we're already
butchered that.
We're already helping.
Hooked on Phonics.
You need Rosetta Stone.
I need Hooked on Phonics, I think. Kindergarten education. I don't know, but it's Japanese. It's a little different phonetically, right?
Yeah, it's really different.
Oh, I'm not insane, am I? Or have I gotten really stupid?
Oh, a little bit of everything,
probably,
Eddie.
Probably all
a little bit of all that.
Stay in school, Japan. Kids.
Yeah. You need to start reading books again.
I know, I really should.
Not Entertainment Weekly.
What? That is a book. That's what you meant by book.
That's the Bible.
That's the Bible.
I read three books a day. Entertainment Weekly.
People.
And Okay.
Okay.
What's Okay?
It's like People, but it's a little more edgy.
Okay.
Oh,
I've
no, it's a little more
before.
White trashy. Actually, I do know what Okay is. A little more trashy.
Yeah. All right, Alex, we'll let you go. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you, guys. No problem.
That was our new friend, Alex,
how do you
in
say,
Japan.
How do you say bye in Japanese? We should have...
Sayonara.
Sayonara? Is that it?
Yeah, dude.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it. I'm sorry.
Well, apology accepted.
Damn. Konnichiwa. That shut everybody up.
I know we were talking Japan.
I studied Japanese for like 3 weeks once.
Really?
Oh yeah, we were gonna do it. Yeah. We bought it together, and he was supposed to.
You bought the Rosetta Stone.
I don't know what
the Japanese
we brought.
Oh, Rosetta Stone.
It was before Rosetta Stone.
It was like, yeah, I learned Japanese and blah blah.
In 10 days, be fluent in 10 days.
Yeah, so we were like, oh, it's like $20. We're like, we'll both throw down 10. So he takes it home, and I never fucking saw it again. I forgot about that.
I'll get that to you.
You don't have it.
Remember that was in the back
I want a
of
refund.
My.
You owe this man $10.
Yeah.
That was in the back of my rodeo for like 3 years. You could have grabbed it in time.
Yeah, because I look in the back of your rodeo.
Well,
and
maybe you should start.
Where is it?
I don't know. I don't have that car anymore. Good luck.
It was still there when you sold it.
Yeah. Wow. Bonus. That's how I got what I paid for it.
Oh, there you go.
It's like, how about you give me another grand and I keep the Japanese CDs in the back?
That's an antique back there.
Sold.
I forgot all about that. Thank you. I learned Japanese. That's funny you brought that up. And
I remember listening to it for like not even 2 weeks. That's an exaggeration. Like 2 days. And then I was like, I'd rather listen to music.
you're like one of those people that listens to like self-help books or something on CD while you're driving.
I've done that before. Not self-help, but like different like books on tape.
Yeah, like how to build your confidence, how to talk to women, how to masturbate.
7 secrets of success.
What's number 1, Chris?
Buy a tie.
2.
Wear the tie.
3.
Learn how to tie a tie yourself.
Stop asking me how to tie a tie. Number 4.
Chris, don't buy a clip-on tie.
We should do our own little commercial parody where it's Chris's 7 secrets to success.
What was that from?
There's a book called 7 Secrets
of Success. No, but what you were saying, what's that from?
I was just making it up.
No, that's from a movie.
Well, then I didn't. You don't realize that.
Yeah, that's from a movie, though.
No.
I've heard that before. Sorry. Unless you've done that before.
Has he done that before?
I don't think he has. I swear to God, I've heard that, though.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that isn't true.
Isn't that crazy
that's true
that you don't remember the movie, but it's still stuck in your brain somehow?
Yeah.
That's scary, actually.
I'm not that scared.
I'm scared.
Okay.
Nah, anyway.
Let's check in with our Hollywood reporter. She has an eye on the stars. She's always looking out for the
celebrities.
Celebrities. Hello.
Hello.
Crystal, you are in the wild Hollywood. You're living in the Hollywood Hills. You look for celebrities.
Yeah, I saw a lot of them lately, actually.
Summer's here, so they're getting out of their hibernation.
It's Extreme Bits' Summer of the Stars!
Okay.
All right, what did you find?
Didn't we have a task for to find someone like Bill Cosby or something?
We had a lot of tasks.
No, there was one specific that I really wanted her to get.
Bill Cosby.
Was it Bill Cosby?
I think it was Cosby.
It was, but I don't know about that ever happening. I guess it can be an ongoing thing. I don't know.
Yeah. So what did you find?
Well, today I was at Target and I saw Meredith from The Office.
What?
You mean the redheaded chick?
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
No, she's talking to someone.
Some like a fan or like just some random
on the phone.
What was
seemed
she doing?
Like someone she knew.
What did she look like in person? Did she look like
same?
The same,
really?
I was gonna say 60-year-old Asian woman with black hair.
No, you're totally off.
Her hair's red.
I like how Eddie took that seriously.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge Office fan. You don't.
You take The Office seriously. That's one thing you don't fuck around with.
We already lost Michael Scott recently. We don't need you fucking with us.
Who's going to take over for him?
We don't know Will Ferrell,
wouldn't it?
Well, no. Will Ferrell has been filling in, but I think his stint is done. Long term, we don't know yet. I don't even think the writers know.
I think I heard John Stamos might.
Oh.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Stamos isn't funny.
No, he isn't.
I was kidding.
Crystal, who else did you see? Did you see John Stamos?
No, I didn't. I saw Peter Gallagher by Venice Beach.
What?
Peter Gallagher? You mean like the guy who smashes watermelons? Gallagher?
No, Peter Gallagher, like...
That's who I was thinking of.
The guy who's like on Mr. Deeds.
Oh, the name's ringing a bell now, but I can't picture him, but...
Yeah,
okay.
Mr. Deeds, who watched that movie?
Yeah, for
I'm pretty
real.
Sure.
Like, he was on the OC, like one of the things.
OC, who watched that show?
Oh, I know who you're talking about now. Actually,
he's got big bushy eyebrows.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm with you.
I think Mr. Deeds. I think the first time I tried watching it, I fell asleep. I think the second time, I don't even know. I think I might have had sex while it was in the background.
Who else?
Really, who watches it for entertainment?
Actually, yeah, that'd be a pretty good movie for a date because it's pretty boring.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. You gotta occupy yourself with something else.
Yeah,
like fondling balls.
It's either, and it's not like Schindler's List because that's really depressing and that's a bone kill. If Mr. Deeds on, you can still bone a chick.
We should have a.
But it's still depressing.
We should have a website that's like. Bone kill or bone opportunity.
Nice. I like this.
Bone opportunity.
And then guys can go reference it and like, I should watch this. And then we can pair it with like a nice scotch or a nice whiskey or something.
Nice wine. Chicks don't like scotch and whiskey.
Get it going.
This is the best idea you've had in a while.
That's actually a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I wish we did not broadcast that right now.
Nah, no one's listening, so it's fine.
All right, fair enough.
Crystal, we'll take that.
Who's the next celebrity sighting, Crystal?
This is a big one. I saw... Crap, I forgot her name.
That's a big one, though.
Wow. I can't believe
it. Was it Kathy Gifford? Or
Kathy Griffin?
I did see her. But then a different day at the Canyon, I saw Natalie Portman.
Whoa.
Why wouldn't you lead with that?
Because you saved the best for last, Chris.
Oh.
Well, no, I still have more.
Sorry.
There's more.
Oh.
I saw Paris Hilton at the Roosevelt
one night. Was she partying?
I thought she died.
I haven't heard
about her in years.
One of the housewives of Orange County or something. Yeah.
Hmm. Do you ever doubt that you saw who you think you saw? Is there ever a sliver of doubt, like maybe?
Double check to make sure.
Why is it always chicks you see? You never see dudes.
She saw
Peter Gallagher.
Oh yeah, and that guy.
Wiley at the bar at happy hour.
Who?
Noah Wiley.
Oh, from ER.
Yeah.
What?
You would know
Noah
that.
Noah Wiley. Who's the fuck is that?
He's that young looking doctor on ER. That
you would know
his,
that.
His career fizzled after the
young looking. I mean, George Clooney.
He had big breasts. George Clooney, yes. Noah Wiley is George Clooney. So I'm just
that's the only person I know from the fucking ER. From the fucking ER show.
All right. Natalie Portman's a pretty big one, though.
Yeah,
we just jumped over that.
Is hot in person as she looks like on TV?
Yeah, I mean, she looked like a regular person, I guess, because it was like she's in her working out gear.
Isn't she Preggers?
No.
No, I swear.
Preggers! Preggers! Wait a second. Chris just asked if she was Preggers.
Wait, what is the big deal?
Yeah, what is this, TMZ?
No.
Oh, no! Look who's Preggers!
Yeah.
Natalie Portman.
You're making it sound like this is TMZ. This is her spot.
Yeah, dude.
Summer of Stars!
who says Preggers?
Whatever, man. Get Preggers. Over it, dude.
It's slang, dude. From
you saw that? Relax, man.
No, it means pregnant women.
National Enquirer.
Relax.
Summer of Stars! I'll just reference that every time you make fun of that.
Preggers.
Anyway, I thought she was pregnant.
Hers.
Buzz, but she's no longer.
She had an abortion.
Schmishmortion is what we use.
Oh, yeah, that.
Sorry.
She fell onto a vacuum cleaner with her crotch.
Oh,
she had Samuel L. Jackson bring over his purple lightsaber and just go nuts.
All right, that wasn't fine.
Oh, fuck you.
She watched...
Speaking of Star Wars, no.
Wait, I have one more
shut
joke!
Up!
Hook came on TNT. Go ahead.
Oh, man. That is the second time I've heard somebody reference Hook in less than 24 hours.
Is she in Hook?
No. I don't... Yeah,
how was that? How was that relevant? Anyway, so can
Dustin
I go back?
Dustin Hoffman hooked her, and okay, Jason.
All right, so Natalie Portman. I really hope that she would be out in public with like that Star Wars getup that she had with like the dots on her cheeks or whatever.
Oh yeah,
that would be sweet. She didn't have that. Nerd. She didn't have the dots on her cheeks. That's my nerd voice. This is not very good.
Hello, you with us?
Did we kill you with boredom?
I have another story to tell you on the
front. What else?
I went to dinner with Dane Cook.
You went to dinner.
You
with...
had a date with Dane Cook?
No, I went to a business dinner with him.
Was he a gentleman?
Did he give you the business?
No.
The one.
You guys giving me nothing with that.
The washed up actor comedian.
The hack? Dane Cook?
Let
her tell her fucking story.
What was the porn star's name?
No, this is Dane Cook. Yeah, you went to dinner with Dane Cook. What happened?
Yeah, he brought his laptop and he started showing us clips from the Tosh Porno video in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh, he's kooky. That guy, you never know what he's going to do next.
Is it the porn star? Is that...
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining, though.
We were all thinking the comedian.
Wait, Dane Cross or Dane Cook?
You
said Dane Cook.
You totally said Dane Cook earlier.
Yeah, that's not... That.
I did.
All right,
that's not as good,
then. That's totally
not
the person I'm talking about. Dane Cross, sorry.
All right. Apology accepted.
Sorry, America and Japan.
You had dinner with a male porn star, and he started playing clips
of
his
client,
work during the dinner.
He's your client?
I work with him. But so, I just want to let you guys know it's actually really entertaining and really funny, whether it's a porn or not.
Did you? Oh, all right, Crystal. Did you get a copy of this? Are we going to get a copy of this so we can see what this is about?
It's not finished yet. It's almost done.
So will we get an advanced copy? No.
It's not done yet, so I can't advance anything.
Yeah, but when it is done, we get an advanced copy because I want to see how this actually worked.
Maybe.
You got to be sending us the dailies.
Maybe.
Actually. Send us the dailies.
Crystal, you got the inside track there, and you're our manager, and you're like, eh, I don't think it'll happen, but whatever.
Is it touchy?
We'll see.
Crystal, are you still our manager?
We're still calling her our manager.
No. This is legitimate. Crystal, are you still our manager? Do you...
I don't know. I book you guys guests sometimes.
When you feel like it.
Do you list us as a reference? You know, on... I take care of that Aries Spears guy and Extreme Bits and a bunch of porn stars. Are we still on that list?
Yeah, you're on the list.
All right, so you are a manager.
Okay, what can you do for us in the next couple of weeks? Anything spectacular?
I give you more reports on celebrities.
Did you hear?
It's been done.
You're just like a typical manager in Hollywood. Yeah. You don't do anything and you expect 10%.
Really, I feel like we could do a really good job if you could manage us.
We need somebody to lasso this talent into some sort of a profitable enterprise.
Please.
I thought you had a guy. What happened to that other guy?
The segment producer is different than a manager.
He's below Chris on the totem pole. And
wow. What the fuck is that? No. Do you hear that?
She's douching.
Oh, damn. Dude.
Yeah, that's what I do. You guys call me just to let you know.
Oh, well, at least we can can provide her with entertainment while she douches.
That's how much respect she has for us.
Actually, that's probably that's a very intimate thing.
That's
so
like,
she does
that's like girlfriends.
Us.
Girlfriends douche together on the phone.
I'm separating myself from this right now.
Well, I'll be douchey next time we talk.
You're douching every time you talk.
That was awesome. Well done. Well done, sir.
Oh, shit.
You opened the door. Chris just let right in.
All
right.
Christian, you better.
That was the best part of the year.
Chris, thank you. Don't talk anymore the entire show because you can't top that.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah, just end it on that.
Wash your hand. That was...
And walk away.
That might have been the top... Yeah, damn. That might have been the best burn of the decade on the show.
That was a pretty good burn. Good job, Chris.
Did you like that, Crystal?
That was good.
Thanks.
Clever. It was clever.
Crystal, so what's your life like over there in L.A. these days? Crystal's our Hollywood reporter.
Yeah, you moved from
Skype.
Minnesota to L.A. or something, right?
I did.
How are you doing as a person? What's going on?
Do you feel like you're free falling?
This week is my first week being a full-time assistant for the most famous wine critic in the world. So, you know.
So, are you getting a lot of cock out there or
any
what?
Any gentleman callers?
You know, I don't really care about that right now.
All right, answer the fucking question.
So you're just getting your ass on the side.
And she's been out there for a while. I'm asking, have you been experiencing a lot of...
sexual activity.
You know, it's not something I go out and hunt for.
Okay, that's a...
Stop tiptoeing around and say yes or no.
Penis comes to you.
Yeah, I mean, it comes to me. I don't have to go looking for it.
Right. Now, how many dudes have you banged since being out there?
Yeah, number. No, just a number. No words.
It's okay. We're all friends here. Just we're being...
I don't really have a number to tell you.
That many.
So it's more than 10.
No.
It's enough to forget.
It's either 10,000 or zero, the way she's being all...
No,
it's exactly 10,000. How did you know?
I think it's zero. Here's what I think happened. You grew up in a small town. You went out to L.A. and you went on a sexual rampage fueled by Sailor Jerry's.
Sex revenge.
You went out there. You're like, I want to fuck the small town out of me. And you went there, and you probably banged a few dudes. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with
There's nothing wrong with that.
I would do the same thing.
You'd bang dudes. You would bang dudes. Get that, like, bang that small town attitude out of you, wouldn't you?
Of course, replace dudes with chicks. Go out there and I'm just wondering, is there a... have you banged more dudes than I have?
I think I threw him off his game. I got in his head.
You really didn't throw me off my game. I'm asking if she's banged more dudes than I. No, have you banged... How many dudes have you banged out there?
How many dudes have you banged?
Man, you're getting burned from California, too.
Answer the fucking question. Why don't you answer the question?
It's because it's zero, because she's saving herself for Chris.
Oh, that's sweet.
Let her talk.
What if we flew Chris?
Let her talk.
What if we flew Chris?
Let her talk.
What is that? It's just a gay thing.
You're not
to
letting
do.
Her talk,
Crystal.
You throw your hand up. That's such a feminine thing to do.
Oh, no comment. Aw.
Crystal, why are you so ashamed of how many dudes you've banged?
It's a
not
natural
it's not
thing.
A bad thing.
So ashamed of how many dudes you've banged.
That's real clever. Clever girl. Clever girl.
No, Crystal, what if we flew Chris out there? You can get your first bang in California and then you'll move on.
That wouldn't be your first bang in California, I guarantee it.
How do you guarantee that?
Did you hear that laugh?
Oh, you guys.
So how many dudes have you banged out there? Just answer the question.
Just answer it so we can move on.
We're all friends here.
Eddie's not going to drop it.
That's true.
He's stuck in the mud here.
Yeah.
You guys can answer the question first.
You should just throw out a number. Just make something up. Whatever you feel like.
Make up something that's the truth.
Yeah. Make up the truth.
I like the number of 10,000. We'll go with that.
Oh, God, it's zero.
Now, why are you ashamed of this?
Zero. Is it once a month you get a new guy, or...?
It's not a period, Jason.
No, I'm trying to break it down so it's easier for her to answer.
Because
right now she's probably feeling like we're trying to make her out to be like
we're not trying
a whore or something.
We're not. We're just really... We don't care how many dudes you've banged.
No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Ask me.
Why are we?
Because we care a little bit.
We're curious.
Yeah, we're curious.
I'm just wondering how it is out there in LA when you're someone like yourself. You go out there and you have some fun.
From a small town to a big city, how is it?
And not even
it wasn't that small of a town. I lived in Minneapolis.
Well, I'm just
fucking
saying,
small enough.
Now you go out
it's
there.
Bigger than Denver.
We're not including St. Paul or whatever it is.
All right.
I'd be asking this question to anybody, Crystal, not just you. I'd be asking it to Jason if he moved out there. I'd be saying, hey, how many chicks have you banged? You know, it's not really that big of a deal.
Asking a dude, how many chicks they bang is a totally different thing than asking a chick. It's like the rule of three, like on American Pie, you know?
That's the problem, is that you think that. So we're just trying to get to the bottom of it.
That's so that's stereotype.
We're trying to break barriers here on the show.
That's what we do on this show, is break barriers. Barrier breaking.
Yeah, everything
barriers,
you...
not balls.
Yeah. Everything everybody thinks is offensive about what we do is actually just progressive.
Yeah, we're trying to liberate your sex.
We're like the new God, what the new wave of women's suffrage?
You bitch! What?
Yeah, women's suffrage has to do with voting rights exclusively.
Oh, excuse
women's
me.
Women's liberation.
Okay, fucking History Channel.
Was that a burn? Yes, I love History Channel. What of it, son?
You're such a fucking History Channel
God,
sometimes.
Dude. Okay, sorry, women's rights. We're just the new wave.
We're new wave feminists, Crystal. So tell us how many guys you've boned.
God.
Be proud. You've done it. Just be proud of what you've done.
What if my parents listen to this show?
They don't.
Nobody's listening, Crystal.
We have a couple people in Holland. Maybe.
One in Japan.
One in Japan now.
That's it.
And you. We got you.
She doesn't listen either. Crystal, if you're not listening, why would your parents be listening?
I don't think we have one friend who listens to this show.
Not even Kyle Novak?
Actually, he is listening. That's funny you bring that up.
No, hey, what's up, Kyle?
What's up, Kyle?
Novak.
Okay, so back to the situation at hand. How many dudes have you banged since you've been in California?
She's not going to budge.
Chris, stop putting these negative thoughts.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, just shut up.
Positive thinking.
Yeah.
Fuck off with the positive thinking self-help bullshit. It's been like 15 minutes. I'm thinking maybe we should
move
on.
That's all you say is you keep trapping me with all this negative bullshit.
Because because you were pounding at this question for like 10 minutes already.
Chris.
We want to know who's been pounding at her.
If you just be silent for like 3 minutes,
we would get this out of her
a lot easier.
Is this about the douchebag comment?
Well, no, you should end on a high note.
This is like an interrogation, and you're not really helping.
Bad cop, good cop is over.
Why bands hang up on you?
Huh?
You wonder why bands hang up on you?
I don't
know. I think we're pretty clear on why they hang up on us.
Yeah, it's about this. Right here. Are you ready to hang up on us? Is that what you're saying?
I was banned. I would have hung up already, I think.
Really?
No.
People need to get a sense of humor around here. Fuck.
Including Chris.
God damn.
Sorry.
Oh, that's too far.
Oh, no. Sex is not natural.
We need to talk. It's too far. I don't want to talk about anything personal. I don't want to talk about random shit.
I don't want to talk about sex because that's icky.
It's sticky.
I'm supposed to put that in me? That's where pee comes from.
We're only talking about it's biology. It's no different than breathing or sleeping.
It's a lot different than breathing.
Picking your nose is no different than that.
Eating Mexican food. Pearl necklaces. It's all part of God's plan.
Yeah, you should have shut up like 5 minutes ago. You would have ended
on top. I told you should have ended on top, man.
You should have, dude. You could have retired on that.
You guys lift me up, and then you tear me down. You can't compare this stuff to what I just said. Just
come
judge
on, Crystal,
it on its
Crystal,
own merits.
Crystal.
What?
How many dudes?
Should we go radio silent until we get an answer?
No, because it would be
What's
silent.
Up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, who's this on the line?
Hey, this is Dan from Australia.
From where? Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, Dan?
Hey, Dan. I hear you. I'm reading my screen here, and it says you have a question for Crystal.
Yeah. I think it's. You're really putting me on the spot here because I don't really have a question.
Here, I'll help you. How many dudes has she banged since she's been in LA?
Okay. Yeah. I might guess it's about 5 to 6.
Yeah, that's your say. 5 or 6.
That's my say. I'd say, yeah.
That should not be embarrassing. It's either 0. It's more than double digits. It has to be double digits.
How long has she been there for?
Yeah, how long
like
has it
been?
Like
a year, hasn't it? 2 years.
So I got here in like August.
Oh, really? That's
August.
All right.
So Dan, what would you say with your Dan from Australia caller? What would you
Our
say?
Our friend from down under.
Your expert opinion.
Look, if it was me, I probably would have gotten it in about 7 times. So.
With a dude?
You would have gotten in 7 times with the dude?
Dude?
Oh, no. Not with the dude. Nah.
With a chick?
Yeah, nah, for a chick. All right. With a chick.
A little cheeky?
Fair enough. Dan, you're in Australia there, so... and according to the picture you have on Skype, you're a fat black man.
Whoa.
Is it the guy from Gnarls Barkley? What's that guy's name?
Gnarls?
Yeah, I don't know. What's his real name?
I don't know.
Whoa, it just blew up a little bit.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck happened?
That was weird.
It zoomed in.
It did.
That's weird. Crystal.
What?
How many dudes? Just tell us. You're amongst friends and Dan. Just tell us.
Yeah, we're friends here.
Yeah.
Dan. Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of Australian dudes that always try to bang me when I go out to the Sal Ranch. I don't know what's up with that.
All right, then let's do this. Let's pretend like you and Dan are out at the Saddle Ranch. Now, Dan, go ahead and try to pick up Crystal. We'll listen in.
Saddled?
All right. What are we doing? I need a scenario.
All right, here's a scenario. You see Crystal from across the room, and you want to go talk to her. Go.
All right. Hey, Crystal. How are you?
Hi. What's up?
Do you know how much polar bear weighs?
More
enough to break
me.
The ice.
Oh, God. Last time I had an Australian dude try to tell me they ride kangaroos there.
Yeah, we do.
Get out of here.
That's my job. Dude, I work in an airport.
What?
My job is to actually clear kangaroos from the runway.
You don't ride them. You don't get on them and ride them.
Well, you can't really ride them, but you can probably ride a big one.
Yeah, the other dude was trying to pick me up by telling me to actually ride on kangaroos.
Was he comparing you to a kangaroo?
They're having a private conversation.
Oh, yeah, are we saying?
All right, how did Dan do, Crystal?
I don't know, he tried to break the ice with a polar bear or something.
Yeah, we heard. Did it work for you?
She was feeling it.
If I was in, like, high school, I think it's pretty clever.
Ouch. All right,
Dan,
that's rough, buddy.
Dan, you did a pretty good job. I'm not going to lie. You did a pretty good job. And over Skype, it's kind of hard.
And
but
on the spot, on the air.
That was a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
Well, it doesn't
and
matter.
Considering I don't know what the fuck a fucking Saddle Ranch is.
Yeah.
Don't you watch VH1? It's a show now.
I'm in Australia, okay?
All right.
We have VH1 there. Come on.
Stop flirting.
Can I ask Crystal a question? Do you just go everywhere where VH1's been? Is that where you hang out?
No, I hung out with them for years before they started making a show there.
Oh, okay. It was a legitimate question I had, because every person you say you've seen, it seems like they've been on like VH1 or it's at a place where VH1's been or something.
What?
Like Celebrity Rehab and all that shit.
I've never been to Celebrity Rehab.
Well, thanks for
Andy Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got arrested this weekend or something.
You did or he did?
He did.
Yeah, he got a Dewey, didn't he?
No, I think a public drunk intoxication. Yeah.
Good right, job, Dr. All right, Drew.
All right, thank you for the celebrity update. We appreciate it.
No problem.
I love you.
Dan, well played, sir.
We still have Dan on the line. He is from Australia calling it. Dan, what's happening? What can we do for you?
I was actually just looking at your Facebook page, and I think you guys have a stalker.
No, we know we have a stalker.
Yeah, we do, dude.
Yeah, what's your prop? Is it you?
No. I don't know if I should say the name. I probably shouldn't. But it's got two L's in it, like two words.
Yeah, it's possible. Very possible.
And I think she, like, really likes Chris.
It is who wouldn't? I mean, Dan, you called in to talk to Chris, didn't you? Crystal, especially after that singer.
Chris, yeah, exactly.
How's that going, Dan?
That should have its own Facebook page. And don't hit on our listeners calling in.
Hey, he's hitting on me.
Yeah.
Don't reciprocate. I'm just being polite.
Don't reciprocate.
All right.
We should have that burn on its own Facebook page. That should be its own Facebook page, I think.
Thanks, buddy.
So, and that was a good band, by the way, before, Chris.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
You should have said, do you need some aloe vera? Because you just got banned.
Yeah, that's funny in theory.
I think that was funny a while ago. No offense, Dan, but...
It's like 1990s funny.
Yeah.
That joke just got to Australia.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Dan, thanks for listening in Australia. Well, we have a lot of listeners over there, actually, from what I understand.
Which part of Australia are you in?
I'm in Victoria, so it's sort of right down south. But in Australia, it's sort of the opposite to America, so it's like all the rednecks and shit are up north.
Oh, I was going to say south is north. I don't get what you're saying.
So rednecks are closer to the equator for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good observation.
I don't understand why. Hey, hey. Why is that?
Because they need more sun to maintain that red neck.
Oh. All right. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, thanks for the stalker alert there, Dan. That's helpful.
And thanks for listening and calling in as well. We appreciate it.
No worries, man.
All right, we will talk again soon.
Yeah.
All right,
Don't be afraid to call again.
Bye-bye. That's... our new listener in Australia, calling.
Maybe we should clarify. Don't be afraid to call in. What the fuck?
Yeah,
is that?
What is that?
Dan changed his like little profile picture to a black man fucking a bucket of KFC chicken.
Damn, Dan, dude.
Why are you? Is he black?
I think he's racist.
I think he is too. But they don't. I don't know. He's not even from here. He's from Australia, so we clean our hands of him.
How does he know that our redneck people are in the South?
Is that a big national secret that we've been hiding from the rest of the world?
No, I want to know if people in other countries talk about our rednecks.
Well, I hope they do.
I think they think that all of us are like that.
Did you know Australian rednecks were in the North?
No.
No, but why would they know that American rednecks are in the South?
Because American culture has a, you know, it's like the big
white
it's
net.
The great yeah
why even you know, analyze it can, this it,
you know it's the
Shut
connection
up, Eddie.
Connects the world you know that's just, like the common thread is what I'm trying to say
is America
American culture I think a lot of yeah
all right
we've all learned a lot
pop
about
culture.
American culture
yeah, yeah.
American pop culture
I think Eddie's really pissed that
no I'm just trying to so I'm trying to get to your final thought with your music playing so I'm trying to tie it in here
okay
what did we learn besides black men fuck KFC chicken
Well, for one, we've learned Eddie douches every time he talks. Right. For two, we all learned that the longest punk song in the world is by NoFX, and it's about 20 minutes long. And number three, Crystal hasn't had any sex while she's been in California.
You're Eddie, all waiting
you're
for
so
Chris.
Naive.
Eddie, back to you.
How is he so naive?
Because... He was the one that wanted to think that. Why do you want to think that so bad, Chris?
Well, I just think that's why she's being so evasive.
No, she's being evasive because she has.
Well, it's just theory.
It's all mind games.
It's really... Chris, you need to jump into the mind of a woman every now and again. Like, you know, you wear women's shoes every now and again, but it's not the same as jumping into their mind...
Or yeah. If you're like Eddie, you can wear panties every now and again, and you'll get an idea of what a woman thinks.
But damn, this feels good.
God, I love silk. Or whatever. Cotton panties.
They just make me feel so pretty.
All right. Good show.
Yes.
We had fun. Did you guys have fun?
I had a blast.
I said we, then I asked you.
The listeners.
Did you guys have fun?
I thought you were asking the listeners.
Yeah, we all had fun.
I feel like we have a couple new clips for the soundboard.
Good. Yeah, if you can isolate those, go ahead.
Nah, shit.
Put them up here. ExtremeBits.com, XTREMABTZ.com, or ExtremeBits over Skype. That's how you add us there. We're also on Facebook, so make sure you add the show and stay up to date.